This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell, and today we're looking at February 13th. It was on this date in 1837, an event known as the Flower Riot took place in New York City, stemming from a public meeting called by the Locofocos, a faction of the Democratic Party, to protest runaway prices of flour and other items. Fueled by the panic of 1837, the price of flour had doubled from $6 to $12 per barrel. And with the news, hungry workers ravaged private stockrooms filled with sacks of flour that had been previously hoarded. Compounding things, a rumor had gone around that only 3 or 4 weeks' supply of flour was on hand, and a few days later, crowds gathered at a warehouse, broke down doors and smashed windows to get to the precious commodity, and began to roll and tumble out about 500 to 600 barrels of flour into the street. 40 were arrested. And now we transition from the sublime to the ridiculous. It was on this date in 1981 that the longest sentence ever published was in the New York Times. It measured a total of 1,286 words. In case you're wondering what the subject was centered on, it was a sentence that quoted a high school student when he was asked the question of, "What have you been learning in school?" One observer who was on hand remarked that it appeared as though half of the words in that sentence consisted of "you know" and "uh." Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when, today is history.